This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. French Foreign Minister Jean-Yves Le Drian has accused Australia and the United States of lying in a crisis over a security pact that saw Canberra scrap a plan to buy French submarines in favor of American vessels. The statement came on the same day that France's ambassador left Canberra. Jean-Pierre Thibault called the surprise cancellation of a submarine contract with France in favor of a U.S. deal a huge mistake. In an interview, Thibault said the trust expected between international partners has been undermined by Australia's move.
Fundamentally, everything was built on trust. Everything was supposed to be done in full transparency between the two partners.
The deal scraps a $66 billion contract with French-majority state-owned naval group that was signed in 2016 to build 12 conventional diesel-electric submarines for Australia. Hungary's first-ever primary elections to find a candidate to challenge right-wing Prime Minister Viktor Orban got off to a rocky start Saturday, with voting suspended due to what organizers said was a suspected cyber attack. Voting started around 10 hours UTC Saturday, but was soon suspended and will only resume Monday after a system crash. The National Primary Election Committee said in a statement that a mass load of currently unknown origin hit the background system of the primary election. The once factious opposition has come together in a six-party alliance with one common goal: to push the long-serving leader from power in elections next year. They accused the 58-year-old Orban of endemic corruption and creeping authoritarianism. This is VOA News. Police vastly outnumbered protesters around the U.S. Capitol Saturday at a sparsely attended rally by supporters of the people who breached the building on January 6th, trying to overturn former President Donald Trump's election defeat. Reuters' Jonah Green has more.
As part of an effort by some of Trump's far-right supporters to rewrite the history of January's deadly mob assault, speaker after speaker on Saturday insisted that hundreds of rioters arrested that day were, quote, political prisoners.
This is about the many people who were there that day who have not been charged with violence, not been accused of assaulting a police officer, destroying property, and this treatment they received.
The prosecutors and legal experts say the cases are being handled properly. Hundreds of officers patrolled the Capitol grounds, and a black 8-foot-high fence was reinstalled in anticipation of the event. 100 National Guard troops were on standby.
That's Reuters' Jonah Green. Haitian migrants seeking to escape poverty, hunger, and a feeling of hopelessness in their home country said Saturday they would not be deterred by U.S. plans to speedily send them back, as thousands of people remained encamped on the Texas border after crossing from Mexico. The Department of Homeland Security said Saturday it moved about 2,000 of the migrants from the camp to other locations for processing Friday. Its statement also said it would have 400 agents and officers in the area by Monday morning and would send more if necessary. Mexico's immigration agency said in a statement Saturday that Mexico has opened a permanent dialogue with Haiti's government representatives to address the situation of irregular migratory flows during their entry and transit through Mexico, as well as their assisted return. With the Canadian election in a dead heat 2 days before the vote, Prime Minister Justin Trudeau and his conservative rival implored supporters to stay the course Saturday. Reuters' Fred Katayama reports.
Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau campaigned in the Toronto area Saturday to try to keep his job. Both he and his top challenger, Conservative Party leader Aaron O'Toole, were working to fend off voter defections to the left-leaning New Democratic Party and the populist People's Party of Canada, which could split the vote. Trudeau had called an early election, gambling he could attain a parliamentary majority for his handling of the health crisis. But now he's scrambling to save his job amid a fourth wave of infections. The latest Sondage Ledger poll shows the Conservatives just one percentage point ahead of Trudeau's Liberals.
That's Reuters' Fred Katayama. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.